Barnett and Amber. So we show up at Barnett's place. Mm-hmm. Barnett has some real confidence insecurity issues around his place. He kept downplaying it.
I don't know why. It was nice.
It was a nice place. He kept talking about how it's only one bedroom. It's so small. Yeah. In his confessional, he's talking about all the things that was like wrong with it. The dog is on the carpets and I don't want her to think less of me because of the size. You know, it's a small place. And then they go inside and it's a nice, normal size.
It's fine.
It was fine. Large for New York standards. So
yeah, maybe I was going to say it's like
in Atlanta standards, nice. But it was a nice full kitchen, big ass living room. Great place. I don't know what the hell worried about.
It was probably that dog. That dog is huge.
Yeah, he had a giant ass dog that probably makes the place feel like fucking
real teeny
Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. Like, just so small. Yeah. This dog is huge for this apartment. Nice place. So Amber, she's seen the house, she's loving it. Mm-hmm. And in her confessionals where we get our first red flag,
mm-hmm.
So she says, I'm a little less responsible than Barnett in terms of my assets. I've never really worked towards the future. I've just been working to have enough money to enjoy. Haven't really thought through, building a home.
Mm-hmm.
Red flag.
Yeah, this is, why this is bad? This ordinarily we would say, because Amber's 25, or 26, whatever, baby. We normally wouldn't say that this is a bad thing. However, considering her career goal, which is a stay-at-home mom.
Exactly.
You got to be thinking about them other niggas who are going to literally walk out of your body.
Yes.
If that is all you want to do in life.
That's it. And about the person that you're signing up for a partnership with.
Yeah.
So you just have no qualms about schlepping all your debt over. And your literal admitted lack of responsibility to just burden onto this man. Come on. Like, just sounds lazy and selfish is what she really sounded like.
Yeah.
So, she's also saying in her confessional that we're essentially not going to see her place because she says, since, the place I'm living in now is not really mine, I'm not going to be living there much longer. I'm very excited to move into Barnett's place and I'd love to be a stay-at-home mom right now, and Barnett's house is our house. Like, this bitch is claiming these man's fans.
This is where Stevie Wonder can see it.
Yep, this was my moment too, girl.
Perfect. I was like, Barnett, she's gonna steal all your money, Barnett.
She's gonna drain you dry. Drain you dry and have about 4 or 5 kids too.
She literally wants to trap him. Now we see why she's saying all those things, like threatening him.
Mm-hmm.
Really, this is foreshadowing.
I'm about to trap you.
Mm-hmm.
You sure you want to do this?
Are you sure? Because I know the what are these? Oh my god, what is it when your baby daddy gives you money? Oh my god, child support. I know it. I know the laws in Georgia.
Yep.
And you have to pay it. You will go to jail.
Yep. She knows.
Mm-hmm.
God, that was wild, though. Yeah. She literally says, I'm currently homeless. I no longer I do not have a current roof over my head. But I'm excited to move into Barnett's place. His house is my house. Bitch, what? Mm-hmm.
Oh, claiming. God. Claiming her territory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And don't want to do no work, but fuck.
But want to do nothing.
My god, that's crazy.
So they have a further chat in the kitchen where Amber, now we just learn her whole ass, she says, I have an average credit score, and that's because I only have one credit card, and it's a makeup credit card with a $700 limit that she has debt on currently. The fuck? And then
to only have one credit card with a $700 limit to have debt on it is wild.
It's wild. You can't pay off the $700? Girl, you don't deserve this credit card. And it's a makeup credit card. So what is this, like a Macy's or Sephora credit card?
All right, so I already feel the judgment. Okay?
Yes, I'm judging her because she ain't got no damn money to back up this credit card she has.
Yeah, that's the where the judgment is coming from. That's but insane. $700 limit to me? It's like, I guess that's a month. I guess it's like standard. It could be, honestly, Sephora has a credit card now. Could be anywhere. Could be Ulta credit card.
Ulta or Mac. Mm-hmm. That's the only credit card this girl has. And then on top of this, as we said before, she has student loan debt from a college that she never graduated from.
And she don't work. That shit is wild.
$20,000 of debt for a degree that you never received. You
never got. That sucks, oh, man.
God.
And she has no intention of going back to go get it.
No, she has zero. You can tell. Zero intention to go get her bachelor's. Zero intention to go back. Uh-uh. And is not even making payments on it.
Yeah.
Not even the minimum payments. And then her explanation, God, her explanation was horrible. She's like, you know, I've been out of work. I was homeless for a while. I was couch surfing. Mm-hmm. And then Barnett's like, well, how many days do you typically work? This girl says, as many as I want. And then brings out the whole, I work to live. I don't live to work.
Live to work.
Bitch, you just lazy.
Right, because we live in a capitalist society. You have to live to work.
You have to live to work to some respect. I hear what she's saying, but bitch, you're just lazy. Because you also have a roof over your head. You're not building credit score. You're not building towards anything.
No. Uh-uh.
You're happy to just couch surf and people just kind of like help you along. And yet now you're on this show to find a husband when really you're just finding your next couch to surf on and someone to pay off your $20,000 debt, because that's what Barnett is essentially going to end up doing.
I know. That's wild. Oh, crazy. And to just think that she went through all the experiences she went through and just doesn't want to do better is insane.
That's what she has no drive for somebody who's admittedly homeless, out of work. Yeah. Has debt, like she has no drive to want to improve.
She's herself. Like been through a lot. She had this abortion story. She's been homeless. This is a lot. She's been in the military. Mm-hmm. This girl has been through a lot and does not want to do any better by her kids who are not even here yet. Girl, do you know that when you have a baby in the hospital, they put that debt on you?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't put that debt on your man. Yeah. They put that $3,000 on you.
Jesus. Oh, very bizarre, her whole just work life view.
Just no ambition whatsoever.
Zero ambition. It's so unattractive.
Yeah, it's and it's just crazy to think about. I don't know.
Yeah. And Barnett, he looks stressed in this conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks stressed. She again was like, you sure you want to marry me? Like all cutesy. And it's like, I'm actually debating that in my head right now. I'm calculating how long it will take me to pay off this $20,000 debt.
Yeah.
And in that midst, we're also going to be having babies that I have to pay for. Like, you ain't doing shit. Like, it's a lot that this man is signing up to take on financially. It's a bad decision, Barnett. Don't do it.
Do not do it.
Bad life choice.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.